The truth. Truth.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and I will be joining Maggie Roden as her guest on her program today from 4 to 6 Central Daylight Time on Orient Talk Radio. My guest today is Christina England, the co-author with Dr. Harold Buttram of Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And we were talking in the previous hour about government officials basically have a responsibility to protect the citizens when, in fact, they are not doing that at all but are really protecting the multinational corporations. And you were talking about these vaccines that have been banned in your country, that they are sold to third world countries. Do you think that this is part of a depopulation program, a worldwide depopulation program?
In my opinion, it is, yes. I mean, I've got nothing to back it up. Obviously, I've seen the Bill Gates video that's around on YouTube, and I've seen his speech. I've seen what's on Natural News. And, yes, I believe it is. So, I mean, it's just too much of a coincidence. It has to be something like that. That's what I believe.
Yes.
It's just, you know, we're sending... What makes me laugh is we're struggling in this country, as in most countries. We're struggling for things like, you know, special needs education. We're suffering, you know, we're having all our benefits and things taken away from us. You know, pensioners are losing a lot of their benefits. Their pension now starts a lot later than it used to. I think it's 68 for men, whereas it used to be 65. A lot of the people that were claiming for sickness benefits and were disabled and were getting disability benefits, they've been told that they're fit for work, even though it's clear that they're not, and they lose all their benefits. And there's one fight going on after another, and yet we can send a couple of billion pounds over to third world for vaccinations. And,
indeed.
You know, it's like robbing from all the poor and all the disadvantaged in this country to buy vaccinations to go abroad.
Yes.
And it's just awful. It really is. We've got adverts coming on every day of the week, all the time. You've got Save the Children, you've got UNICEF, you've got loads and loads of these type of adverts coming on, Oxfam, and they're all the same kind of things, and you see children being vaccinated on them, you see over and over the different adverts pleading for money from everybody, please pay £3 a week and help save these children, or £3 a month, help save these children. And they show pathetic little children dying of terrible diseases and things, which is awful. And we know that's happening. I mean, I do paying monthly to help WaterAid, because I believe that clean water is far, far superior to vaccinations. So
of
I don't
course.
Mind paying in for that and paying towards that as a charity, but I won't pay for Save the Children. I won't pay for UNICEF. Even though, yes, I would love to save those little children, but I know it's going to be spent on vaccinations. And I just don't see that poisoning them is the best way forward.
Right. And the fact that the government officials absolutely, in your documents, know that these things are dangerous, and yet they go ahead and okay them.
Absolutely.
And
I've got so many papers, and I've seen so many papers, and of course people now know that I'll expose things, and I'm being sent papers, so I've got even more papers. I mean, the ME ones that I've just exposed, they were government, well, they were the Medical Research Center refusing grants, research grants, to researchers looking into vaccination links between a vaccination and a link between that and the MMR, the ME or CFS.
All righty. Christina, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break, and we'll take some phone calls after the break.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. I just love the title of your website. I mean, you've said a whole lot in that title, and that is certainly what is going on. Is that the multinational corporations are making a killing? They view humanity as commodities for them to exploit. And that is certainly what is going on and has been going on for a long time. And you were mentioning about the banned vaccines going to third world countries. Actually, the U.S. government, back when they invaded the Philippines in 1898, they decided that they were going to use vaccines that were no longer viable here in this country on the Filipinos, and they used a smallpox vaccine. The shelf life was gone. They were old, and they wanted to experiment. And they figured, well, what a good opportunity for us to experiment on these people over here, whom they referred to as savages, just to see how it would work. And of course, smallpox was not a disease that they experienced, and all of a sudden you had all these huge outbreaks of smallpox in the islands. And so we know that they've been doing this for quite some time, and that was back, you know, in 1898 that they did that.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely appalling. A lot of the vaccinations, of course, are also tested on the military. I have a lot of information on that, where the military are actually having about 30 vaccinations.
How many?
Over about 30 in about 3 or 4 days. I've got a lot of information on that, but can't reveal what I've actually found just yet, because it's all going to be coming. It's going to be coming in the new book. There is a lot of things that are being hidden, and I believe, I mean, I have no proof, of course, but I believe that it's the contributory factor to the Gulf War syndrome, along with other factors, but the vaccinations were definitely a consideration. They've definitely caused a lot of that problem. I was sent a paper by Dr. Bertram actually stating that that vaccinations had a lot to do with the Gulf War syndrome, but that was a long time ago. I don't know what happened to that particular paper. Yes, I certainly believe that the vaccinations, I've got papers, I've got statements from soldiers, from ex-soldiers that were in, I think it was the Second World War, that had all these different vaccinations before they went off to war, and had come back very, very damaged, and also the same as the Gulf War, and had lots and lots of different problems, particularly
basically,
the Gulf War.
They used the military as guinea pigs. Do you also think that they might be vaccinating all of these young men just to prevent them from being strong enough to fight against the corruption they're disabling a lot of people who would oppose a lot of the things that the government is doing. Do you suppose that's deliberate?
Certainly a possibility. Why are they doing all this? I don't know, but they certainly are testing the vaccinations, and I have proof on that they're testing the vaccinations on the military. Soldiers are giving up their lives to fight for their country, and this is the USA as well as the UK, are giving up their lives to fight for their country. And
or to think that they're fighting for their country.
Well, they think they are, yes, but they're actually just test subjects for the vaccinations. It's just terrible. The amount of vaccinations that they're having, I have a list of all the vaccinations they were given, and it's like, oh my goodness, all of those vaccinations are being given to those poor young men, and they're taking them willingly, thinking they're going to protect them from, you know, all these different diseases. And they're getting ill. They're really getting ill, and they're coming back with these awful, awful side effects. And, of course, the gases and that in the Gulf War and the fires and all of that contributed as well.
Right. And, of course, suicide rates are up dramatically. Do you suppose it's because of the illnesses or because of the things that they see during warfare that they just can't live with?
I certainly think they have post-traumatic stress syndrome. You know, the shock must have been awful. It's a very, very big shock what they're seeing, but I would think it would be a combination of both. They are getting very, very ill. They're having psychotic episodes. The children, I mean, there's a high rate of children suicides as well. I mean, we've got children, seem to be hanging themselves at the age of 10, and I mean, it's just horrendous, and this is going on all the time, and a lot of them are on psychiatric drugs. They're on very, very strong drugs. I actually posted an article on a forum the other day saying that one-year-olds are being given Ritalin. Now, why would
1-year-olds?
15-month-old babies were being prescribed Ritalin.
Oh, my gosh, that's a controlled substance that
Absolutely.
Is just deadly.
Yeah, and of course now they're flogging it in all the schools as well. It's supposed to give them higher IQ, and the children are actually taking it the article I've got, it's actually taking it in the car park before they go into school.
Oh, my goodness. Now why would a mother allow a doctor to give Ritalin to an infant?
Come on, I mean, all toddlers are getting into all sorts of mischief. And,
well, that's,
you know,
what they do.
That's being a toddler, isn't it? Why
yes.
would you drug a toddler with a drug that powerful? Goodness knows what damage it's doing to the poor child's brain.
What are parents thinking?
Well, about
or not?
one particular article that I found on the internet, I think it was from 2005 or 2002. It was a pretty old article, but I put it up on a forum and said, you know, because they were talking about psychotic drugs on there, and I actually put it up, and I put up a series of articles on Ritalin, because, you know, it's just horrendous.
Right, and Ritalin is the drug of choice for
ADHD. Of course,
children.
That's caused by the vaccinations, but, you know, it's another story. But
right.
I mean, I don't believe that any 15-month-old child is ADHD. Well, they probably are, but I wouldn't have thought they were displaying the symptoms. It's just horrendous. 15-month-old babies being put on these powerful drugs. I mean, how are they getting these drugs into the children, for one?
Right.
You know, I don't suppose they'd readily take a tablet, so they must be crushing it up in the milk or something.
Amazing. So the vaccines make them sick, and then they
oh, yeah.
treat the symptoms of the vaccine with other drugs that are as dangerous or more dangerous. It seems like a roller coaster that's bound mm-hmm. to crash here.
Well, if you think about it, you know, there's always when a vaccine gives a side effect, and they've proven that they do give side effects to the majority of people. I would say they would give side effects to a lot more. But even if the government's admitted, yes, some children are damaged by vaccinations. I mean, we might one day get to that far. But there's always somebody in the background, a pharmaceutical company in the background, ready with a drug waiting for that side effect. So whatever side effects you get, you've got a drug for it. Whether it'll be diabetes, ADHD, autism, there always seems to be a drug for that particular disorder. The heart diseases, all these things that seem to be called the allergies, the asthma. There's always a drug there ready to cure it. Or to make
how
the symptoms
convenient.
Better.
And how convenient. Just, or is it just
yeah,
good
exactly.
planning?
Yeah, but the worst thing is the drug companies are actually funding the support services. That are actually, like the ADHD support service over here, which is ADDIS. That's Attention Deficit Disorder Information. Support or information and support. I think that's what the initials stand for. It's ADDIS, and that particular organisation is heavily funded by pharmaceutical industries in the background. Eli Lilly in particular.
Right.
Now it was said that the MMR caused or. Oh, no, it wasn't the MMR. It was the marmosol in the vaccinations was causing a lot of the ADHD and autism, and the MMR seemed to sort of boost this forward. And so a lot of the children are getting damaged from either the DPT or the MMR or a combination of both, and they end up with ADHD and autism. They go to these support services for help. And the drug companies, it was Eli Lilly that originally put the Semermisol into the vaccinations, they are supporting and financing in the background the support service that the children are going to. And consequently, the people that are running the support services are then, you know, sort of saying, well, these drugs are very helpful, this drug helps, and this drug helps, and have you thought about going to your doctor and asking for this, that, and the other? They're giving them support and advice as well, but in that, they're actually, you know, encouraging parents to have their children put on various different drugs. And we have actually
amazing.
Got, you know, information supporting this. This is not just something I'm taking out of the top
right.
of my head. I know this particular support.
Christina. I hate to interrupt, but we do have to go to a break. We will be right back, and we'll take some phone calls.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And Christina was saying before we went to the break that when parents want support for their vaccine-damaged children, the corporate media and the doctors compound the problems by recommending dangerous drugs. We do have some callers coming up. Why don't we go ahead and take a call? Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I can answer the question. The question is, the agenda in place is depopulation and secondarily stripping the earth with as much profits as possible for the select few. So that's the justification for everything. But I'd like to pose another question. Why do some people get all these vaccinations and it doesn't affect them at all? And if you think about that, the answer is really the solution.
Well, I believe that they may be affected later on. I believe that, just because they've not had any side effects straight away, it doesn't mean to say they're not going to get early onset of Alzheimer's or diabetes or whatever later on in life. They may die of cancer, which they may not have had if they hadn't have had all the vaccinations. That's what I think. I think that most people that have vaccinations don't get away scot-free. They'll always end up with something. There seems to be so many more illnesses than there used to be, and the illnesses are beginning to start earlier and earlier. You're getting young children even with Alzheimer's disease, which is very, very rare. I mean, they're trying to cover it up and say it's called something else. But I've actually read articles where children have actually got dementia at a very early age, sort of 9, 10. And I think, you know, they may have seemed to have got away scot-free, but have they? Have they really got away? That's what I'd like to know, because I think, you know, Alzheimer's seems to be getting earlier and earlier. We're getting 34-year-olds with Alzheimer's. There seems to be a far big, greater rate of cancer, all different cancers, ranging from childhood cancers right through all these different cancers that were quite rare once upon a time, but then it now seems to be a common occurrence. One in three people will die of cancer, or that's what more. Or will get cancer. That's what they're saying in the statistics.
Okay. Richard, did you have another comment?
Well, I would just provide the solution. You should read the works of Weston Price and Francis Pottinger. Those two books will give you the explanation as to the exact presentation that you just pointed out. We never had these diseases in the past, and the key is the diet. We have been brought to be dumbed down and miseducated to two systems that are totally fraudulent. One is our dietary system, the other is our medicine system or our medical system. They are totally fraudulent aspects of the same criteria, which its only purpose is to depopulate and to essentially take us from any value that we have and bring that to the select few. And if you study that, you will find that each individual has to make the choice of being healthy and living until 80 with no problems, or they can be subject to the influence of these people that are trying to depopulate the world.
Would it be possible for you to give Deanna the title of that book, or of the books you've mentioned, so that I can get copies, please, and she can email them to me?
Sure. Weston Price, and I forget, I think it's Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. Right. And Francis Pottinger's work is called Pottinger's Cats, and I've mentioned them before on the show. And the bottom line is we are no longer eating for nutrition. We are addicted to glucose, and I've mentioned this on the show. You take a show like Dr. Tennant. He never goes to the cause as to why he got ill health. All he wants to do is treat, and that's the medical model. We get ill health, and instead of looking for a cause, we find a treatment, a poison or a drug or an electrical device or whatever. But if we want to be healthy and live to be 80 with no disease, we have to learn how to maintain that health with our diet.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think, crucially, the diet has a lot to do with it. I mean, I've seen recently they're going bringing in a vaccine to cure celiacs of celiac disease, and so they would be able to eat wheat. The reason they want them to eat wheat is because of the very fact that they're GM crops. And it's a vital part of our, a stable part of the, most people's diet. And so why should celiacs miss out? And so vaccinate them, you know, get them cured of celiac disease. They'll be eating more wheat. The wheat's got the GM, is a GM crop, and, you know, bingo. So I think you're quite right. I mean, the diet does have a lot to do with it. I mean, I've got a lot of allergies through the vaccines, and I don't eat wheat or and I don't eat dairy because of them. They make me feel a lot healthier.
Well, you've pointed out the exact reason that mm-hmm. all these things are happening. We are not designed to eat carbohydrates, agricultural products. That's what we've been trained to do. And mm-hmm. by doing so, we're actually destroying our own bodies by way of secreting insulin to utilize those carbohydrates. That's why we're addicted to glucose. That's how you get addicted. The most addictive substance known to man is sugar in all its forms, and those are carbohydrates. So if you're eating agriculturally, if you've been believed you're a vegetarian, you will suffer that fate.
Hold on. We do have to take a break. Richard, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com, and certainly sugar, which is produced in the very same way that heroin is usually a person's first addiction, and it is literally in every single commercially prepared food, whether you're talking about ketchup or, you know, things that shouldn't have sugar in them. And Dr. Tennant also addresses the diet and uses foods or juices for detoxification and to allow the body to repair itself. So I'm not sure where you're getting that information, but I do have his book, and it's very thorough, and I really appreciate what he said on the program a couple of weeks ago and what he's done for me personally since then. So, Richard, do you have some other comments?
Well, I would just say Dr. Tennant's delaying the problem with treatment. As I pointed out, all sugars, no matter what they are, all vegetable materials are changed to glucose, and they become part of the problem because you have to secrete the insulin. If you study Joel Wallach, one of the things he has is the Colorado study. And the bottom line of the Colorado study is the more carbohydrates you eat throughout your lifetime, the quicker you'll die and the more ill health you'll have.
And Wallach also believes in vaccines, so I think that people have to pick and choose what's going to work best for them based on where they are. So I don't know that there's, one Superman that's going to help you. I think it's largely up to the individual to do whatever they can for their own health and make the wisest decisions that they can.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what I think is the bottom line, and that's why I call in. It's up to the individual. And if you study anthropology, you will find, or you study a book called The Kellogg Report, Dr. Beasley pointed out, that as man transitions from a hunter-gatherer, depending mostly on animal products, to an agricultural system, he essentially destroys himself. That's the civilization cycle.
Sure, sure. And I was going to have somebody on talking about this. She was a vegan and basically totally destroyed her health. Just absolutely destroyed her health.
Oh, I hope this is Lyra Keith.
Well, she wasn't able to make it on the program, but I was going to have her on. But anyway, thank you for your call.
Keep trying, because I would really enjoy that show.
I don't think she'll ever be on. She has some issues with me. But anyway, thank you for your call, Richard. And all righty, let's take Wes from Idaho.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. The matter of time and vaccinations, Dr. Robert Mendelson, author of the book How to Raise a Healthy Child and Study Your Doctor, he said it could take years before the damage done by vaccination became critical. I point out Montel Williams, who 30 years ago had an adverse reaction to an MMR shot. He went blind in one eye and spastic in one leg. And it was 20 years from that day before they diagnosed him with multiple sclerosis. Dr. Cass Ingram is another one that says it can take decades before it becomes critical. In my own case, it was 30 years more. It was actually on the day that JFK was shot. I had an adverse reaction to a allergy shot, and today, about 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I had symptoms when I was 15 years old that were multiple sclerosis, but it didn't come down to a critical point until just 5-6 years ago. I could no longer work. I wanted to ask your guest, does she have any recommendations, ideas for fixing the problems of done by vaccinations? I was looking at massive doses of vitamin D here. Next.
Dr. Rebecca Carley swears by colloquial silver. She says that she actually sells the generators on her site, drcarley.com. And she believes that this can eradicate the toxins and poisons from our body. The generators aren't that expensive, really, for what they are, and they do make the silver, and she would give you careful instructions on how to use it in a correct way. I believe that she definitely can cure vaccination disease. She swears, but she can. It's all over her website. I would go and have a look at her website for advice and for help. I certainly think she's a lady that could help.
One last comment. There's so many alternative people out there, alternative medicine, whatever, that want to point the soul thing at diet, and I agree that there are certainly, I've gotten away from most all carbohydrates, paleo diet, that direction, but to ignore vaccinations or to say they're okay is absolutely insane. In my way of looking at it, there is no ever any scientific study that shows them to be either effective or safe. And that goes right back to 200 years ago, Edward Jenner, who, by the way, bought his medical degree that he put on the wall. I mean, is that not fraud or what? You know, maybe he was a genius. Okay, maybe he was a genius. Why did he have to try and perpetrate this absolute fraud on everyone else by simply, like I said, he bought his medical degree from St. Andrews University. He had never attended a class. He never passed a medical examination. And he killed his son. Never made it past the age of 20. But carry on. Thank you.
Can I point out there's a fine line between madness and genius?
Yeah.
How true. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate your phone call. I think that there are many many routes to health, just as there are a lot of routes to a particular city that you happen to go to. It depends on what you know, what helps the individual, and there's so many variables with each individual, and you know, including genetics and of course the lifestyle and the number of vaccines that a person has had.
Genetics definitely plays a big part in it. A lot of children will react worse to vaccinations than others. I've been helping a case. She has got her child back now. A case of an Icelandic lady who brought her children over here, and she didn't understand the language very, very well, and her daughter was paralysed. When I saw her daughter, she was using a breathing a tube to breathe with, and she had no use of any limb whatsoever. She could move her eyes, and this was all caused through vaccinations. But when the parent, because the parent was trying desperately, the mom was trying desperately to take her place to place to see if she could help her or get any help at all, she had four reports. I might add that, four reports stating that it was vaccination damage, this little girl. They decided that the mother had Munchausen's by proxy, took the child into care, put her in an institution for disabled, profoundly disabled children. It was a school. And basically left her there to rot. And her parent, the mum, fought against the UK authorities to get the child released. They tried to take her other children. They escaped back to Iceland. And the mother has now got her child, and they're all safely in Iceland. I did actually put the whole story of this child up on vaxtruths.com, and I've actually got pictures of the child. Very, very sad case. And basically, the mother didn't understand English, and the more she said it was vaccination damage, the more trouble she got into. And this has happened time and time again. I've got another family where, and this one's probably one of the worst I've come across, little girl died. She had various different vaccinations. She died at 10 months old, I think, Amanda died. And the father was accused of shaken baby syndrome. He was accused on the day that she was taken ill. Now, there had been a series of things in the background as well, and with this family. The father had Moyamoya syndrome. He was part Japanese. And Moyamoya syndrome is a syndrome where the brain actually does have small bleeds in the brain and little strokes, mini strokes. And he had dropped the child twice that day that she actually had damage. But you see, with shaken baby syndrome, they're looking for the triad of injuries. But with shaken baby syndrome, of course, they don't seem to appear to have any outward signs of injury. There's no grip marks. There's no broken bones. There's no bruising. You'd expect a child that had been shaken viciously as you're supposed to shake a child, would have neck and back injuries. They would have bruising on the arms, bruising on the torso, but they never have this. These children seem to be parents are accused of shaken baby syndrome, and a lot of these cases where the parents are imprisoned. I mean, this poor man, he was bullied into a confession. He eventually confessed to shaking the child. He said he was bullied, and he's been in prison ever since. He's in prison for life, and he cannot get an appeal because he confessed.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's no way they can get him out. Now we've got report after report saying it could have been various different things that caused the baby's death. We've got three reports saying vaccinations were a contributory factor. She definitely had adverse reactions from each of the vaccinations. The very first one, Hep B, at birth, she screamed so much that they took the baby out of the nursery, threw it at the mum, who was in distress after the birth, and said, for goodness sake, make this baby shut up. We just can't stand her screaming anymore. She's disturbing all the other inmates. And that's the wording they used. And this poor mum had this screaming baby who was having this high-pitched screaming sound. Obviously, vaccine damage from the Hep B.
Of course.
She just had a Hep B.
And that's the birth. Goodness.
And it was just one, like I say, vaccination after the other. She had various different things. She had stomach problems. She had GERD, that's reflux.
Right.
Various different illnesses, and eventually died. And then the father got accused of shaking her to death.
And it should have been somebody in the pharmaceutical industry that got put in jail.
Absolutely. And you see, the thing is that we can't get him out. We're trying. I've got a Facebook page myself called Free Elwood. His name's Elwood, and I've got a page, Free Elwood. Anybody's welcome to come on my Facebook page and help us. The more support we get, the better. We're trying to get this poor man an appeal.
Exactly. All righty. What a story. Let's take another phone call. Let's take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hello. I haven't heard the whole program. I'll go back. Archives, but oh my, this is so sad, distressing. But I heard something last night about a program where the IMF is going around the world and encouraging people to invest in vaccine bonds. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't actually heard of that.
And it actually showed, this was in like an international news report on TV, and that which I don't watch very often, but sometimes you find things. It was on the Link TV, Amy Goodman related. Anyway, they showed this mother going home and educating her 11-year-old son. Now, see, don't you think it's better that people put their money into this, to saving lives of all these children around the world by putting your money here in these vaccine bonds rather than in the bank?
That's terrible. The problem is that children are getting educated at school. Certainly in the UK they use the Gillick Law. Parents are saying no to the Cervarix vaccination, which I've got a lot of information on the Cervarix vaccine. Cervarix is the HPV vaccine, and girls are having it sort of between the ages of 9 and 15 usually. Certainly within our schools, it's given at about age 11. And the children are being educated at school that this is the best thing to do. They see all these films that are quite frightening, these children. They're offered cinema tickets. They're offered this, is that, and the other. Even iPods they're being given if they continue and have the three shots of this Cervarix. Parents are saying, no, we don't want the children to have Cervarix. They're signing, forms and saying, no, we don't want it. They're doing everything they can. And, of course, they use the Gillick Law, saying that if the child is competent and understands all the pros and cons of vaccinations, that they can actually say above the parents that they can have the vaccination. And there's nothing the parents can do whatsoever.
They have a program like that in California. They passed a bill like that. Now, if you just search IMF vaccine bonds, you will learn about this, Christina.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe
I'll write an article on it because I think it needs to be exposed.
Yes. It's a Bill Gates program. So, and I am good old IMF. Now, do you think, though, in general, the world is waking up about the vaccines?
Yes, I do. Yes, I certainly do. I know it's getting the pharmaceutical companies very worried because the vaccinations aren't being taken up so much. There's these exemption forms. The brilliant one that Dr. Carley has. I speak about Dr. Carley a lot because I do believe in her work. She has a brilliant one that really no doctor has ever signed. And we're offering that to parents. I've got an exemption form, certainly on my website. The exemption forms are there. They're around to actually have. And they're so frightening. You know, they're sort of saying to doctors, well, you know, if you sign this to say that you understand that, and they'll go through each vaccination, has got this, that, and the other ingredient in it, causes, can cause this, that, and the other side effect. And if you will agree, my child will be 100% safe to have this vaccination, even though you've had all this information and you've read through carefully all this information, please sign the box. And nobody's signing it. There's nobody that will sign it.
Interesting.
Ladies,
we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back. Marilyn, you can stay over the break if you'd like.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Christina England. She is the co-author with Dr. Harold Buttram of Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com. And Marilyn, you had another quick point you wanted to make? Did Marilyn hang up?
And on Sunday afternoons on Studio B. And Deanna and Rebecca Carley are favorites of ours here. So, do you think, well, she gets right to the point of who she thinks is behind this, the devils, the demons. How do you sum up who is the cause, who's behind this?
Well, it's a combination of the governments and the pharmaceutical industries. I mean, it's a corporation, isn't it? So, I definitely believe that whether the governments are thinking they're doing the right thing or whether they're fooling us all, I'm beginning to wonder because, I've seen all these different reports and different letters and things, and they know that the vaccinations cause adverse reactions. I mean, the problem is, if they admitted that now, you think of the devastation, because they'd be sued. I mean, everybody would sue. If the government's admitted, even that some children or some people are vaccine injured, then, I mean, it would cause a wave of mass panic. Nobody would buy the vaccinations or anything else. They wouldn't have. And you can imagine, it would be catastrophic. So the governments cannot now say they're in too deep. There's nothing they can do about it. So, yes, they know. So they carry on promoting it. And, of course, many of the government officials, many of the, a lot of the FDA, the CDC, the JZVI, ARVVI, whichever way you go, they're all very mixed up with the drugs companies. They've all got shares and they've all got, you know, links. A lot of them have worked for them. They're ex-employers of the drug companies. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, I mean, if the drug companies are basically paying their wages or majority of their wages, they're going to do everything in their power to promote the vaccinations.
But more than money and profit.
And drugs, of course.
It's a mass population reduction?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, Bill Gates has already said that in public.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, he made a statement that suggests that. I can't say that he actually said that because, of course, he's denying that now. But it certainly suggested it the way he said it. Whether he meant to say it or not is beside the point. It's said. It's out there. People know.
Thank you.
Interesting. All righty. Thank you, Marilyn. Appreciate your phone call. Just one quick comment. Joe said that last night on TV there was a show on the Smithsonian and they focused on a vial of the polio vaccine and that they went into a panic and the effects of the victims and talked about the iron lung. And basically it was just a propaganda program, which is what they do on TV. So thank you so much, Christina, for being on the program. And thanks for all the work that you've done, for your articles. All righty. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.